Thank you very much for coming today. It's so nice to see so many people. I spent all week trying to teach my dog how to clap, just in case, and that was a failure. So thank you so much for coming today. I'm doing two recitals this year, one now and one, ironically, on the 18th of March. And both these recitals are tributes to music and people who have been an influence on my life. I guess I could call this mentors, colleagues, and friends. It's my way of saying thank you through music. The first piece, Suite in D, by Handel, was a tribute to Eric Schultz, who I had an opportunity to study with my undergraduate degree. And Eric was an incredible piccolo trumpet player, and his recordings with the late John Overdune are a real testimony to that. This next piece, nothing like the Handel. The next work is by American composer Anthony Ploeg, who's written a significant amount of music for brass in general. Ploeg states that this piece explores the different combinations of the flugelhorn and trumpet paired with the organ registers and the tonal qualities of the organ. And it's built around the interval of a minor third. Now, for those of you that don't know what a minor third is, by the end of the piece, you will. And just as a public service announcement, every time you hear a vehicle backing up, you'll be like, oh, I went to a trumpet recital and that interval is a minor third. So I don't know if Ploeg was writing this next to construction, listening to the trucks back up all day. I'm not sure. For this piece, though, to me, it's like a nagging thought. Have you ever had a thought that manifests itself and kind of spins out of control and never finds an answer? This piece, to me, suggests there's a problem or a dilemma presented, and the thought kind of expands and eventually races and fragments. Eventually, the chaos settles down. It comes back, but that thought is still persistent and still is left unanswered. Anthony Ploeg's thoughts. Thank you very much. The final piece on this half, and then we'll take a 10-minute intermission, is the exact opposite of the Pauvre. So, Ginda Michel Damas's Trio Prayers Sans Paroles. This piece also is known as Three Prayers Without Words. And it's a three-movement work that beautifully exploits the colors of this beautiful organ and all the registrations. And it's combined with some very beautiful lyrical writing for the trumpet. So I hope you enjoy this. It's truly a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
So that piece, Fanfare for St. Edmundsbury, was written for the pageant of the Magna Carta held at Bury St. Edmunds Cathedral in 1959. And it's a unique composition because each trumpet is written in a different key and a different time signature. Although we play them on traditional trumpets, Britain took the harmonic series of trumpets pitched in the key of C, F, and D. And you hear those three distinct fanfares that come together. The reason I chose to play that piece was in honor of the late Jim Ford, former principal trumpet of Orchestra London, and Peter Audette of Orchestra London, who are both influential teachers in my life and development. And I was joined by Miss Julie Vaughan and Mr. Andrew Virtue, friends and colleagues. So thank you very much to them for joining us. Originally recorded by the duo of Stuart Lawton and Wendy Humphreys on the opening day CD released in 1993, Peter Tiefenbach's setting of Poetry by Saskatchewan writer John V. Hicks is filled with lush color and contemporary character, and the poems are full of sensory-filled imagery. The trumpet is marked as offstage for the first two movements, and it becomes something of a distant memory within the perspective of the poem. I am very honored today to be joined by Dr. Katie Clark. Katie is a gifted soloist in great demand, and her accomplishments to date are numerous. Please welcome Dr. Katie Clark. Thank you.
Thank you. Stir somewhere.
When you got a guy with ADD, you know something's going to happen. Anyways, we've come to the final piece of the afternoon. And once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much to Steve Hollowitz and St. James Westminster for being here and supporting this. It's just been incredible and had a lot of fun. We are lucky today to be joined by Sarah Bowker on piano. And I'm especially blessed to be joined by my son, Riley, who's a third year performance major at Western. So, some of you are old enough to answer this question. Who does not like a good Western, right? The final piece today brings us music reminiscent of the Wild West. It's a two-movement work by Kevin McKee, and it was written for the 2014 International Trumpet Guild Conference. In the words of the composer, the first movement, Sundown, attempts to accompany music to the classic Western sunset. Imagine riding horseback on an evening as the sun slowly sets over the New Mexico landscape as the colors are cast against the sky. The second movement is entitled Sun Up, High Noon, and it opens with muted trumpets to signal the start of the day's adventures. The urgency of the morning's ride eventually slows down as we ride into an old ghost town. On the piano, you will hear the 12 ominous bells signaling high noon. You know what's coming next. The trumpets begin a duel, and it's a bit of a tip of the hat to the spaghetti Western master Ennio Morricone, and is reminiscent of the final scene in Clint Eastwood's The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. After the duel, it's a race home. So please enjoy Under Western Skies, and thank you for coming today.